It was a rose parade first. A contest had been announced, and one lucky couple was going to win a wedding on a rose parade float on January 1st, 1989. Pasadena Public Relations Specialist Nat B. Reed organized that historic rose parade wedding. Nat recalled how those first ever rose parade nuptials came about.
The sponsor of that float was the Huntington Hotel, which at that time was the longest running commercial float in the parade. The main building of the Huntington Hotel had been torn down to be rebuilt as a modern luxury hotel, but the cottages around it were still open, and the hotel was wondering how they could use that float to get the message out that the hotel was still open and they still had rooms. We thought of what the hotel was famous for, and most people knew it for weddings. So we thought about doing a theme around weddings, and then somebody suggested that we do a live wedding. We did that. We held a contest. We chose a couple, and this became then the most widely witnessed wedding in American history.
Tell me about that contest you held. How many couples applied?
Wow, that's been a long time. There were dozens.
Fast forward to today, with another Rose Parade wedding just about to take place.
They started the conversation just thanking us for working so hard and enjoying the contest. And then they just kind of slid it in on us and said, and by the way, you're our couple.
We're still shocked that we won.
As Nicole and Gerald from Chesapeake, Virginia, prepare to take their vows on the Farmers Insurance float this New Year's Day, they may not be the first ever Rose Parade bride and groom, but they're definitely the first to win a Rose Parade wedding through social media.
Well, we found out about the dream wedding via Facebook. We're actually Farmers Insurance customers, and I had been on the Farmers Insurance Facebook page and just happened across it. I saw a little pink square, and it said Dream Wedding, and I clicked on the little link and read everything that they were doing and what the contest entailed, and thought it would just be the perfect thing for us to enter. We've been trying for a while to plan our wedding, so I just thought it'd be great for us.
Let's take a look at the Rose Parade weddings, then and now. Nat recalled the selection process to find the bride and groom who would be married on the Huntington Hotel float on New Year's Day 1989.
There were a panel of maybe a dozen of us who made that choice. We interviewed a number of finalists. We wanted somebody who was sort of the ideal American couple. We wanted somebody for whom this was their first marriage, who had participated in activities at school, was sort of a model student and a model citizen.
And you probably recall the way winning 2013 wedding couple Nicole and Gerald were selected, with Facebook votes from among four finalist couples just a matter of weeks ago. I'd like each of you to give me the best reason why you'd like people to vote for you to be riding the love float on New Year's Day.
I think we're the best couple because we got engaged in the heartland of floats, and to be married on a float or on a Rose Bowl parade would just be an excellent thing. It would be wonderful. It would complete the process.
I think the best reason that people need to vote for Gerald and I is that we have been together for almost 7 years now. We've been engaged for 2 years. We've had the hardest time trying to plan our wedding around my grandmothers, who are both up in New York and aren't well enough to travel, and family scattered up and down the East Coast, and money issues. And it would just be amazing for us to finally get the opportunity.
Nat and his team reached a decision on the first ever Rose Parade bride and groom.
There were dozens of applicants. It was a hard choice, but we chose Ron and Carrie Sims.
And the historic Rose Parade wedding was on.
We asked an awful lot of that couple. We had interviews daily. We had many, sometimes two, three, four, maybe interviews in a day. Television, newspapers, radio. And this, of course, came at the very busiest time of their life.
24 years later, Nicole and Gerald are familiar with that situation.
This has been a whirlwind and a fairy tale all rolled up in one.
It's been a whirlwind ever since we stepped off the plane. nonstop excitement, fun, new experiences, meeting wonderful people. So it's been a good time.
So, how did they meet? Here's how it happened then.
They were a couple from Long Beach. They had met at a workout facility where he was on the staff and she was coming to work out.
And now?
We reconnected on an online dating site.
The dating website matched us, so we didn't get to go through and search for each other.
Now, when you have a Rose Parade wedding, no matter what year it is, there are going to be a few logistics to keep in mind. Brian Denzel is the media relations manager for Phoenix Decorating Company, which created the love float on which Nicole and Gerald are having their Rose Parade 2013 wedding.
It's not that a wedding has not been done in the Rose Parade before, it's that the vows haven't been held on every broadcasting network. To be able to hold the I do's right on Colorado, right in front of the broadcast position, it is a portion that will be very heightened on exactly what will be happening on the float, down really to the millisecond.
As the organizer of that historic first Rose Parade wedding, Nat said he had some wedding jitters.
You know, kneeling by my trundle bed, of course, that nobody got sick and nobody backed out and that the tux fit and fingers crossed and then an early alarm clock. So it was a short night and a lot of prayers.
But at the very end, it's all about something special.
They were married by her grandfather, who had married her parents. And we staged the wedding at the corner of Orange Grove and Colorado in front of the television cameras.
Whether the year is 1989.
As the float came around the corner, the grandfather pronounced them husband and wife.
Or 2013.
I've picked out it's not the traditional, you know, bow tie, cummerbund type of tuxedo. It's the black with a black vest, black tie, white t-shirt. Very classy looking.
Ooh, you are going to have a very handsome groom here, Nicole.
Absolutely. He's handsome every day, though.
So, best wishes to Nicole and Gerald, and we'll be looking for them aboard that 2013 Farmers Insurance float. This is Dot Cannon for Lancer Radio.